once again.
Yay,
we're back. We're back in Visby in Medeltidsveckan, the year of 2021. But we are really in Visby in the year of 1361. Mm. Yes. A dreadful year. And we have Mattias Redbo, Anneli Hid, Ingela Lund. I'm Andreas Lundström. I'm the Game Master. We won't present the characters or the game or anything at all, because if you're curious about what we're doing, watch episode one first.
Yeah.
That's better,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Good advice.
Very clear.
That's all that needs to be said, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's do this.
Let's jump right. The trio has just returned to Visby in the late evening, the 25th of July. It's very, extremely hot summer of 1361. Your cart, pulled by two donkeys.
And a horse.
Roll into the, through the city gates. Where do you head off? Where do you go? Do you go to the tavern to sleep tonight?
Okay. Yeah, we need a bit of a rest.
We need some wine.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
And rest, yes.
Wine and rest, and then rest. Or wine.
Yeah.
Well, but maybe we have a bit of a huddle first and then go to sleep. Mm. How about that?
Huddles.
Like we have
medieval
some
medieval huddle.
Yeah.
Medieval huddle.
Sure. Ooh,
like
nice.
Here we do in Lewy, just like this.
We have a bit of a chat. We have a bit of a
All right.
Conference.
All right.
Yes.
So you're standing very close to me now.
I thought we were supposed to do it like that. I sort of got those signals.
A little bit smelly.
I'm so sorry. It's really hot outside.
Yeah, but it is, you know, it's very hot. And I don't, you know, you don't want to know what it smells like under these garments. It's
no,
it's
I really
terrible.
Do not want to know.
Smell of God, I'm sure.
Yes. So, my friends, we are here in Visby, so... We need to have a little talk about what we're going to do.
Hmm?
Well, maybe we could approach the council.
The what?
The council? The people who has things to say?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the council of the hunter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. But it's very hard to know which who is on, you know, there might be infiltrators there. You don't never know who's on the Danish side.
They're going
or
to have a sign saying Team Denmark and Team Not Denmark.
I don't know, but, you know, it could be tricky. Could be tricky to know who's who, you know.
If only you had someone used and skilled in the art of intriguing amongst the nobles in a court. If only.
If only.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I happen to have experience with such matters, actually. Once.
Very humble.
Upon a time, yes. One of my greatest traits. Once upon a time, I was privy to council session. I played for them and they liked it. So that's kind of my experience. But I mean. If
so
I'm very useful.
You mean you are going to play for them?
I'm going to blend in.
Yeah.
You're going to blend in.
Yes. I mean, there's always a bard at every session and I can just, you know, be there in a corner.
Let me first spray you with some rose petal scent.
Oh, my eyes. Jesus.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
That's a very strong smell. Yeah, so you can play, yeah?
I can play.
Go play.
Mm. I can do what?
Go.
Well, not now, go Beatrice. Play. Not now. We need to have a little rest first, no?
We're having a huddle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can play. So
I
Beatrice,
play.
What do you know anyone in the council?
In the castle?
No, the council.
Council. Sorry, sometimes the German is a bit hard to decipher. Yes. Yes. No. No, I don't know anyone. We can. Yes, maybe I do. Do I know anyone in the castle? In the council?
Council!
Isn't there a guy called Gunnar?
I mean,
Gunnar.
I have these moves.
Famous move.
Bardic lore.
Oh!
Ah.
I know famous
Sounds
people.
Sounds nice.
You know famous people?
Yes. And?
Let's see how many you know. With a 2 to 6, you know one person. 7 to 9, you know 2 people. And 10 above, you know 3 people.
Wow.
What did you say?
One?
I got 5.
What's up with the 5?
What's going on?
Change your dice.
I 5.
Normally in Sweden rolls, I, the game master, am the one who rolls complete
crap.
Shit. Yeah. But since this is a game where the game master does not roll, I see that you've taken
he's
the torch.
Taken on his role.
We do not like this. We do not approve of this.
Well, I've changed my die.
You know one person. You know Agnes. She's the wife of one of the head council members called Ludovicus.
Yeah, but she's nice.
She's nice and she likes you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you rolled a failure, so I mean, she accepts you.
Yeah.
Likes, accepts.
She knows about you. She knows you. Mm-hmm.
I have performed for her.
Yeah, and she...
Uncle.
She liked it.
What?
She liked it.
Yeah. But what did she like exactly?
Your performance.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So...
Or did you do anything else for her?
No.
Tell me about the performance. What exactly does that mean? No.
It was a well-done performance. Everyone was... they were all happy.
Yeah.
Everyone was satisfied.
It was a happy ending for everyone. Okay.
All right, so you know Agnes, and you know where she lives with her husband.
Yeah, I know a woman called Agnes, and I know her husband not that well, but I know where they live about. We could go there and I could try to persuade her to let us into the council. What do you say?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a very good idea.
I mean, with a noblewoman and a nun beside me, she couldn't turn us down.
No,
never.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yes.
I could also help, you know, I speak a bit of Danish, and I can pretend, you know, that I'm on the Danish side.
Could be useful.
That is very good.
So we know who is on the Danish side and who is not in the council.
Yes,
no?
Let's check first, if Agnes is actually on the Danish side,
good
it could
idea.
Be very awkward. Yeah.
Good call.
I see your point. Mm.
So she lives just up here at the street.
Yeah.
Are we going to go tonight?
Stand there again. Strandgatan.
Strandgatan.
Hestgatan.
Isn't that more toward like the lower parts, like towards the harbor? Wouldn't she live in the upper part of town?
With
a
view. Pretty,
with a view.
Yeah. She would.
Like just above the crest of the backe.
On the hill.
On the hill of the...
oh my god.
All over the hill and far away. That's
over the hill and far away.
Okay, we go there. To the posh part of town.
Yes.
To Agnes's house.
Yes. You go there this evening even.
Well,
it's
time
midnight.
Is of the essence.
No,
we'll sleep first.
Wine. We wait until
and
the
wine.
Morning.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've slept.
Thank you.
Oh, and you've eaten breakfast.
Thank you.
Thank God.
And then we go to Agnes's house.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Over the hill.
Yes.
Truffle along.
Hmm?
We have to walk all the way there.
Ew,
can we just...
walking.
Right.
I don't do that. Carry me.
No, I can't carry you. Sorry.
You have a carriage.
But of course.
You're a noblewoman after all. You have a carriage.
Yeah, and I'm on my horse.
I roll there.
I can
in a barrel. I don't know. I go there
in a barrel.
I'll give you
Sweden rolls. Yeah.
Sweden rolls
in a barrel.
Okay. And then we are at the house.
You're at the house. Thank you're knocking you. On the door.
Yes. Really?
The dog barks. Oh, there's a dog barking inside.
Oh, that's her famous guard dogs. We have to be careful.
Oh, are they big?
Yes, they've killed countless bards before.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yes.
Sounds like a fierce dreadful. Dog.
Fierce, very fierce dog.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can poison
Show
the
dog.
Dogs.
No.
Poison the dog? No.
If we need to, I'm just saying.
No.
That would
no.
be terrible.
A servant opens the door. Yes?
Bonjour.
Bonjour, indeed. My name.
Bonu.
Pax vobiscum.
Yes.
Indeed.
God be with us all.
What?
You go first.
Yeah, I go first.
Yeah.
Is Agnes home? Is Agnes home?
Does she want to play?
What? Is she up yet?
You can tell that.
When did she have to be in? Okay, yeah, he says. Yes, the lady of the house is indeed in her quarters.
Yes, can you tell her, please, that she can entertain the company of Järlong the Bard and of Hildegard?
Yeah.
Yes, and of Beatrice d'Avignon.
Mm.
Oh, I will tell her immediately.
And that it cannot wait.
You may wait here in the parlor.
I said it can't. Okay, we'll wait in the parlor.
You should have done a better job. Hmm?
Oh, this is quite a nice house, yeah?
Yes.
I have a bigger house.
These houses over the hill, home. They're really nice.
My house is bigger than this.
Oh,
really?
Back in Tavillon.
You must invite us all there.
No.
After all this is over. No.
Maybe.
The servant comes back and lets you join him upstairs.
The servant? I'm not interested in joining the servant.
Oh, goodness.
Well, the servant will lead you to Agnes.
Oh, okay, yes.
Just follow the servant,
follow the servant.
Yeah. It's procedure. Okay, we follow the servant.
This is the way you do in the finer quarters.
Yeah.
You know?
So I know. Mm-mm. I know that now.
So you let into a... Yeah. It seems actually that she has a an office of sorts. I mean, she has a desk with papers and a quill and ink and all that stuff.
She's an important person.
Mm. Important person?
Agnes!
It's
me!
Mr. Tall, Mr. Long, yeah.
Yes, indeed, it's me!
Welcome to my house, and you've brought a lady.
Beatrice d'Avignon, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you. And
Hildegard aus Lüneburg, Pax Vobiscum, may God be with you.
She's a nun.
Are you with the Solberga Monastery just outside here?
I've been there for a while, yes. I've visited them, yes. Yeah.
There's a monastery just outside the city walls called Solberga Monastery.
Mm.
Sun Mountain Monastery.
Yeah, it's a beautiful name. Mm-hmm. In fact, I hope to open just a monastery like that one day on my own. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh.
Better hurry up.
Interesting. Leave money.
Always.
Welcome. What can I do for you? How can I help you?
Yes. We haven't failed to notice that there is a war coming. And we are very concerned about that, obviously. Because it's a war. Yes, and...
It's bad for business.
Yes,
it is, yeah, indeed.
Exactly. And we were kind of thinking, what if... What's the plan?
We need to find out if she's with the Danes or not, yeah?
Are you huddling in front of her?
It's a normal medieval huddle. It's perfectly all right.
Just a hug.
Are you? Agnes is my old friend. I don't remember. Do you like the Danes?
You ask her that outright.
Yes.
Well, you know, war is bad for business. And, I mean, we have some trade with the Danes. We have trade with Swedes.
Yeah.
We have trade with the farmers outside. We trade with anyone.
Just out of curiosity, who do you hope would win?
I'm not altogether on anybody's side because nobody's altogether on my side.
Clever girl. Right. But if you were in theory,
like sword to my head.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you had to choose, yeah.
If you had to choose.
If you had to choose.
Choose.
What?
Choose.
Side.
Wisely.
I would like you to make a roll now.
Cool.
A wisdom roll.
But I don't have any wisdom.
What, all of us? No, just Jed.
No, he's leading the conversation.
Can he help me?
Can we help? Yes.
Yeah.
But it won't matter unless you at least come up to a 6. Total with 2 dice.
Ave Maria, grazie.
I'm going to change my dice. I have.
Yeah, about time. Dice?
Change them, please. Yeah.
Change them.
I gave them several chances. I hate them now. I'm going to change. It's a 9.
Plus your wisdom. Do you have any wisdom to add to that?
I have plus 1. So it's 10.
So it's 10. It's a All right, so that's a total success.
Mm-hmm.
She comes up to you, and she looks around herself. She says, "Well, you know, personally.
Yes.
Personally, I don't like the Danes.
No.
At all. You know.
Oh, I know.
But
I know.
There are many who do.
Yeah, I know.
In the council. Yeah.
There are many who do. My husband, for instance. He's a real Dane lover.
Whoa. Now, if you...
He always wants to trade with them.
Like, yeah. If you don't mind me asking, what is your husband's name?
Ludovicus.
Ludovicus.
Ludacris.
He's one of the top dogs in the council.
Ludovicus.
Ludacris.
Ludovicus.
Ludovicus, it sounds like a name of Belzebub.
Can we call him Chris?
Well,
keep it calling Chris. Chris.
All right. So then, what would you say about this?
Yes, sister.
Yeah. No, you go first. You go first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If the Dane lovers were to disappear
in a very fast and painful way.
Yeah.
No, just
what
to.
What would you say about that? Hypothetically, in theory.
Well, I mean, the last role was to find out where she stands. If you're actually proposing to poison her husband,
we didn't say anything about Chris. We were talking about all the other Dane lovers.
The other Dane lovers.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were other Dane lovers.
Yeah.
Wouldn't touch her husband.
That was not what we were doing.
Why? Where did this plan come from?
You.
Oh yes, that's right.
Episode one. Well, I mean, that would open up some business for me, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
would solve quite a few things, yeah.
Now, would you mind indicating to us who the other members of the council are who are pro-Danes?
Mm. Well, there's Georg.
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 Quick, take notes.
And Johannes.
Johannes.
Take notes.
And Heinrich.
Heinrich?
Yeah.
Oh, that's some bastard.
Sounds cute. Heinrich.
Well, this is a Hansa town, and Hansa is a German town, so many of these are German.
My brother's neighbors.
I don't know why I suddenly became German. I should not be German.
Yeah.
It's
my husband is German, but I am not.
No, of course, you're not German. Okay. Yeah,
he's rubbed off on me. I mean, he's...
That's what she said!
Hey!
See, that's what you're supposed to say.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm? That's very useful information. Thank you. Thank you.
The rubbing off or the names?
Both.
Yes. Both. Okay. Both. Johannes Heinrich. Yeah. This is good. So.
Excuse us while we huddle for just a moment.
He wants to hug again.
Yeah.
Medieval hug. Sweaty.
Yeah. So, this is a great step forward, people.
Yes. But, I mean, sister, are you on board with this?
Of course I'm on board with this.
Poisoning all these people.
What do you mean, poison?
No, I'm just...
Oh, sister, you have
to be... Who's ever talked about poisoning?
Oh,
what?
No.
I thought we were...
Helping them a little bit on... Fuck. My accent is shit.
are you turning German too?
Yeah.
Contagious.
Yeah. So,
pouty mouth.
What?
Oh, like Donald
Trump. Mouth?
Pouty mouth. Do you remember what we said?
Stop it! Sorry. I'm trying to say a line here.
Sorry.
Okay, so how could you not listen to what we're talking about? We didn't say like poison. We said like helping them a little bit on the way to disappear.
Yeah, but that sounds like poisoning to me.
I agree.
No, because it comes out.
But I mean, if there's any other way to make them disappear, like...
But we can't just ask them, hello. Can you disappear? Bye-bye.
But maybe I can convince them to change sides with prayer,
salvation.
With blessing, with conversation.
Or poison.
I say poison.
Well, when we reach that crossroads, I will try my thing and you will try. If it doesn't work, we'll try yours. Okay.
You go ahead and you try and then be poisoned.
Look, in theory, if we manage to converse them out of supporting the Danes or poison them, then what? I mean, will that strengthen our position somehow?
Well, At least then we won't have any poor Danes.
Well, that's good enough.
I don't know. I mean, then maybe the rest of the people will rally against the Danes, you
it's
know?
It's true, it's true.
Yeah, yes. Maybe. It's the only option we have, bar going ourselves, the three of us, a nun, a lady, and a bard, and fighting 5,000 Danes?
Yeah. It's lady, a nun, and a bard. There's a song.
Walk into
somewhere.
A bar.
Yes, it sounds like a story, doesn't it? You could write a song about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It could be a franchise.
You could.
Lady, a nun, and a bard. Yeah. Into a bar. Yeah, I like that.
I will write you the melody.
Okay, sorry. So, huddle is over. Sorry.
Huddle is
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, she looks up from her papers. Yes, was there anything else I can do for you?
Where do they live? Heinrich, Georg, and third.
Johannes.
Johannes.
You get addresses.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Are they supposed to meet? Do you have a council meeting soon?
Oh, I'm sure they're in the council house all the time. Nowadays, so I mean with the invasion and all.
Okay.
Good to know. Yes. We thank you for your cooperation.
Yeah, thank you. Pax for biscum. Shall we?
Pax.
Pax for biscuit.
Yeah. So that's goodbye, Agnes. It was very nice to meet you. It was a very long time ago.
Best of luck.
I've missed you terribly. Goodbye.
Just so I know.
Yes.
Will you do my husband as well, or is he excluded from this?
I won't do you. Oh, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We could consider it, yeah.
Show me a picture first.
Poison. Will he also disappear?
Would you like it to happen? We could maybe have a little look into the situation.
It will also open a few doors for me, so I mean...
Oh, are you willing to pay a little bit for it? Because we just lost all our my money, so we need a little bit extra.
I'm short on cash, I'm sorry.
I don't do... I take card.
Maybe you can sell something, you know, for the good cause.
I'll consider it.
Okay.
You know where to find us.
You know where to find us.
You know where to find us.
The assassins. Sounds
the poison people. Yeah.
All right, so how will you go about this? You have addresses, you have the names of three people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three council members who are the most heavily leaning pro-Dane.
Georg, Johannes, and Heinrich. Okay.
So this is us or them, basically.
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So three against three.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I think it's a good idea to go there, the three of us together, huh?
I mean, they wouldn't recognize us afterwards. How could they identify us?
Are we,
I
mean, we disguise, you mean? Should we wear a disguise?
Yes. Brilliant.
We should switch clothes with each other. No, bad idea. Bad idea.
I would like to interrupt with a small thing. Ingla, you're playing a nun.
Yeah.
Yeah? I would like some kind of role here.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not the good Lord finds it appropriate for a nun to go around poisoning people.
Are you talking about divine...
The one...
Divine guidance, yeah?
Yes. Yeah. I would like a divine guidance role from you here.
Yeah. Yeah, Hildegard has to ask God. God?
Are you there?
Are you there? I know this is not your normal proceedings, and this is not what I normally do, but this is an emergency. I call for your blessing to perform this deed.
Snack to dansk?
Snack to
dansk? Tell us dansk, yeah.
That was what I...
Ooh, double sixes!
Oh, really?
Thank you, God.
Woo! And just as you finish your prayer, you round the corner and the sun just shines you in the face. And it's almost like you hear angelic voices coming from the sky, just singing the Lord's blessing on this endeavor that you're about to partake in.
Poison them, oh.
Poison them.
Danke sein Gott. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel so much better now. Yes, let's poison the shit out of them.
I like the way you're thinking.
So will you try to poison them all together, or will you try and poison them one each, or...
Oh!
Let's arrange a dinner party. A little small soiree. Nothing fancy.
Yeah. A small soiree where the bard is going to perform, yeah?
Okay.
And I'm going to bless the commerce.
And I'm going to be conversation lady.
Yes, maybe you can entice them with your business somehow.
Yeah, I will entice them to... Maybe?
Yes. I can ask Jacques if he wants to drink with somebody else tonight. Mm. He's tired of his own company, I guess.
It's a good idea, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good.
I do the dirty work.
Good. Let's send some runners to their homes and fetch them. Invite them.
Mm. So right. this was early morning when you visited Agnes. Mm. So do you invite them for lunch or for dinner?
No, it's a small soiree.
For dinner, soiree. Okay, yeah. I'm not... Yeah. I don't speak French. I don't know what a soiree is.
Who does?
Okay, so soiree is an evening Indeed. Thing. Yeah. Okay. So it's the 26th of July. Sorry. Mm. 26th. And okay. So you make some preparations, yeah. I suppose. You send some runners with some invitations. You do your evil laugh.
Preparations with the poison.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
What's that? I think...
The reaction to the...
Oh.
Do you also, like, ask around for some news about how everything's going?
Good idea. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to.
What do you, like...
How the butler's going to the west, you mean?
Yeah, to the south, yeah.
Oh, to the south. In okay,
both
yes.
Both the mirror and the monastery is to the south.
Okay. Great. Awesome. Hildegard would like to ask around.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There is no news before lunch. But people are eagerly awaiting news. And towards late afternoon, there's a runner coming from the south to the gate. Do you go there to meet the
yeah, sure.
runner?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the runner is coming. Clearly a peasant.
Of course.
Pax Hubiscum. So tell me. Here's some water for you after your run. Take some water. Yes, drink. Yeah. Oh, so tell me, my good friend.
The battle was lost.
The battle is lost?
The battle in the mirror was lost today.
How many men die?
We thought that the mirror would keep them away, but in this hot summer, the mirror was dried up, and they just walked across the mirror, and they took us all by surprise.
Oh, no.
The main army was beaten, and the other ones are trying to lure them towards the monastery.
So they are coming. The Danes are coming towards Visby, yeah?
We think they are coming to the monastery. We're trying to get them to go there.
To the monastery in
Roma.
In Roma.
In Roma,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now this is really...
So I'm here to ask for help from the town.
Well, you know, we're going to try our very best. We have a plan, and tonight we're going to ask some people if they could send as many people from Visby as possible to help you. We will try.
Oh, sorry, I don't need to touch
it. It's okay.
It's all dirty now.
Pax Hubiscum. Sorry. Pax Hubiscum. God will clean it. It's fine.
Okay.
He's nice like that.
I need to go. I need to go now. Then
yeah,
tell,
yeah. Ask. Run in yes. peace. Run in peace. I'm, yes.
Thank you.
Oof. That was one sweaty okay. peasant, yeah.
So while she was talking to him, Beatrice was kind of cooking and preparing the poison, just so you know.
Mm?
Yeah.
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 And you were trying to get a new string for your lute, maybe?
Yes.
Mm. It went well.
Thank you.
How did the poison cooking go?
It goes well. It's not preparing the poison, that's the trick. It's administering it. Mm? Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, how should we do that?
Well, Beatrice has a plan. Mm.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
We meet at the house of...
Yes, let's prepare for the dinner, for the soiree, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how should we go about this? You know, we don't want them to get suspicious. In no. any way, yeah.
No, we need them to be.
Why have we invited them? We have a good reason, yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
What is it? It's business reasons.
It's business
it's
reasons?
It's always business reasons.
Yeah.
It's business, or we can also say that we are planning a big welcoming party for the Danes when they come.
I like that idea. Welcoming party sounds good.
Yeah.
Welcoming party.
And we want them to join us and maybe in a feast when they win the battle or something.
A toast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A big festival in the street. Hmm?
Yeah. I mean, you sent the runners already.
Yeah.
The invitation wasn't specific.
No, it was just like, go to this place and you get free stuff.
Yeah.
Basically, goodie bags.
But they know our calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
So, yes.
Is that the plan, then?
But I don't know about the poison. How are you going to... But that's your plan, yeah?
Drink to it. I mean, that's the way you seal the deal.
It will be a fantastic toast with a little bit of mandrake in it.
Okay.
Do not drink it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can, you know, have different colored cups or something.
No, that's too obvious. It's too obvious.
How would we know which one not to drink, then?
Well, you have to take your chance.
No.
Living on the edge.
I mean, have you poisoned a lot of people, really? Is that your method?
I don't want to talk about this. Oh, that's a beautiful sonata.
Where?
Oh. He doesn't want to talk about it.
Okay. She has obviously done it before, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Well, I am very glad I have the blessing of God to do this because I don't like it. Poison. Okay. It's for a good cause.
Mm. So night arrives and the three guests with... somewhat of an entourage. They bring a servant each and the wife.
The husband as well.
Pardon?
The husband. Didn't we invite the husband of
Jack.
Agnes?
No, also.
All right. Then Agnes and Ludovicus comes as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
A lot of husbands.
Yeah. And wives.
Yeah.
Mm. And servants.
Ooh. So many servants. Crazy.
Hey.
And yes, Georg is a rather short fellow, thin limbed. He has graying hair, receding hairline, mm-hmm. and a big mustache. Johannes is very tall and rather muscular. The dashing smile on his face.
Raheely.
Yes.
Ooh,
well. And a beard like that.
No beard. No.
Okay.
He has a small goatee.
Yeah. That's good enough.
Small work with
goatee.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And Heinrich is the most plain person you've ever saw.
Aww.
You might not even have seen him coming if you didn't know. Like, we're waiting for four people.
Yeah.
He's the least charismatic person you ever saw. Mm. He even sounds boring when he talks.
Oh dear.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what was the name of the sexy one?
Johannes.
Johannes,
thank you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you underlining that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm? They are arriving for the soiree, and what do you greet them with? What
wine?
Wine.
And also
regular wine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, regular, of course. Yeah.
Regular first.
Regular wine, and Hildegard welcomes them with a blessing and a Pax Vobiscum, and thank you for coming. We are very honoured.
Yeah, and I play a little tune.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And Beatrice is in her
especially
like, zone, in the zone. Mm-hmm. She's showing them around, talking to them, like a lot of jibber jabber just to, you know, be pleasant and nice and cute with them. So, yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking we maybe play this out as a three-step endeavor.
Ooh.
Was the word I was looking for before.
Fancy word.
Three-step endeavor, where you each perform some kind of task to make this succeed. Okay, so you would probably contribute with administering the poison.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Feels like it.
Yeah. And what does a bar do?
Drinking song.
A drinking song?
Toasting song.
Okay. Mm? Mm. Getting them into the mood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the nun?
I'm blessing them and praying for them and to have blessings in their commerce in the future.
All right.
To start with.
Blessing the shit out of them.
Yeah, I'm blessing the shit out of them. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe that goes first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So what will we roll for this, do you think?
Well, divine guidance I don't think I need, but I do have divine... I don't know, divine intervention maybe? maybe. How
you
about
need
that?
The Lord's hand.
Yes.
You need the Lord to take an active part
I
in
do.
Poisoning these pro-Dane.
I do.
Yeah.
I need the hand to come out from the sky to mm-hmm. help us. Divine right. intervention.
Let's see if the Lord is willing to be so, I mean, hands-on.
Yeah.
Do you have anything
that's
positive?
Not a good sound.
Plus wisdom?
Plus wisdom, that's six.
That's six. So, if someone succeeds in aiding her, she does go up to a seven.
Aiding.
Yeah, I can aid.
Totally, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay.
Both of us.
Who's aiding?
I waved my hand, yeah. but you shouted, so I guess.
So the waver goes first.
Okay, well mm-hmm. then I will happily aid her.
You may roll.
On the other hand.
No. The Lord will not aid you in this. And I will say, since that is a total failure, that will mean that the ramifications of a failure on either of your part will increase heavily. Because the protection of the Lord is no longer with you.
Oh, wow.
That's heavy.
So
right.
we're increasing the stakes, if we talk poker game. Yeah, so do you sing a song?
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Definitely.
What kind of a song?
It's drinking
a
song.
A drinking song.
To make them toast and be merry. And mm-hmm. to toast a lot and drink a lot, basically. From the right cups.
All right.
So it's a drinking game. Really,
it's a drinking game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you lift the cup to your left, the left. Yes, that one. You lift it to your lips, you drink. Yeah, stop, not that one, the other one. Drink the one to the right. The right one. Yes, that's the one. Thank you. And that's 8 plus the 10 actually with charisma.
Wow.
That's a
good
total
song.
Success. Alright, yes, you have completely made them in like they're totally engrossed in this drinking game where you have two cups in your hand and you're supposed to drink only from one and not from the other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're totally into this and they're following your lead completely. All right. And now for the actual roll. For the actual poisoning. Annalie.
Well, she did prepare all of the wine cups with a little bit of mandrake, so she dripped a little drop in every one of them, and she is standing with her arms crossed over her chest like this, leaning back, just enjoying the show, kinda, to see what's gonna happen, and she's liking what she's seeing, I guess.
I mean, they're totally into this two cups.
Of course they are. It sounds like a fun game.
Yeah.
So she's like, that is good. Just drink it up. It will be so much better for business if you do.
Okay.
But she does not want Johannes to do this. Because she has other plans for him. So she's like, up, not that one. You will have it for later, okay? Trust me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh my goodness. Just like that.
Do we want to see how this goes?
Yeah.
Then we'll have to wait for next episode because this is where we cut off.
Oh.
The end of the second episode.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
So join us in episode 3 to find out if these three heroes manages to poison poison the council members who are pro Danes. Next time on Sweden Rolls, once again!
Woo!
So men, huh?
You listen to a very special one-shot starring Ingela Lund, Annalie Heed and Mattias Redbo that we did for Medeltidsveckan, Medieval Week on Gotland in Sweden in July of 2021. Thank you so much for having us. Next year we hope that we can be there and do some live shows during the actual week of the festival. We were using a modified version of the Dungeon World system for this adventure, set in 1361. And if you want more of this, we have not one, but two prequel one-shots on our Patreon page, patreon.com/swedenrolls. There you can find out what happened to the characters before this adventure is set. And we also have a lot of other juicy stuff there, such as more bonus one-shots, bloopers and outtakes, music for your own RPG table, or general enjoyment, character sheets, and more. And at the higher levels, you get access to our Discord, where a very active community hang out and make new friends and discuss RPGs, etc. And the Demon Lord tier even gives you a chance to play RPGs with us, the cast of Sweden Rolls. The music for this one-shot was produced and recorded by myself, Andreas Lundström. Thank you so much for listening to Sweden Rolls. Please spread the word so that others may find us and enjoy us as much as you do. Stay safe out there. Goodbye and farewell.